4 years of UBC. I do have to come back for another semester, so I'm not done yet. But point is, I've spent 4 years at this institution, and I am just going to play really awesome songs. I also started my day with a pizza party, which I don't know about you, but I haven't had a pizza party since like grade 7 and 4th year university. So pretty good mix there. But anyway, the first track we're going to play is by a band called Yindi Halda. They're from England. Their album came out in 04, I do believe. Freaking amazing. Like, this band, so good. This is a track off their only album they've released, Enjoy Eternal Bliss. This is We Flood Empty Lakes. And this is one of my favorite tracks of all freaking time. So I hope you guys thoroughly enjoy it. And we're gonna go. Thank you. Alrighty then. That was fucking awesome. That was, for those who came in the middle of the 12-minute song, that was We Flood Empty Lakes by Yindi Halda, like Yndihalda. They're from England. They released an album. They only released one album, which is super duper unfortunate. It is called Enjoy Eternal Bliss, and it either came out in 04 or 06. I can't remember. They were one of the first bands that I ever listened to that kind of did like post-rock kind of a thing. I blew my mind the second I listened to them. These guys are so good. I've literally been listening to this album for the past like 6 or 7 years. Just like so often. It's amazing. I sincerely recommend getting the whole thing. Over the past like 4 or 5 years, they've continually been chatting about getting more more albums out, but never really panned out for them for whatever reason. Super duper unfortunate. They're the only prog band left on my list to see. When I was in grade 9, so like early high school, I had a buddy give me a USB stick full of music, and it was all like prog and post-rock, and it had an album by Do Make Say Think, Explosions in the Sky, Yindi Halda, Meanwhile Back in Communist Russia, and that should be it. And from then, that's when I started like my love for post and prog rock, and this was one of the bands that did it up. So super duper awesome, sincerely recommend checking it out. And yeah, that's just, I mean, I've been sitting in this chair here jamming out. So another awesome track that I'm going to play next, because it's super duper awesome, and today is a day where I'm just going to play some of my favorite like post and prog rock tracks of all time. Granted, if I had a show where I played all of my favorites, it would probably be a six hour long show, but I only have an hour, so I really have to pick and choose. This next track is by a Canadian band from either Toronto or Montreal, depending on the time period or how you want to slice it. This is Do Make Say Think. Absolutely incredible, off my favorite album, which is not their most recent, but the one before it, is You. You're a History in Rust. This is the universe, with an exclamation mark. So dare I say, the universe! And this is just a badass track. Sincerely enjoy it. This is going to be grand. So I hope you guys all like it. Oh, I'm just repeating myself now. All right, it's all good. It is all good. This track is awesome. This is by Do Make Say Think, of the album You. You're a History in Rust. And this is the universe! We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to citr.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Mantis Cabinet, this show here where we play awesome, where I play awesome music. But I'm going to pretend it's a Wii so it looks like there's more people behind this, but it's really just me. But it's okay, because I'm as awesome as about 10 people. I also just put on my awesome sunglasses, but no one can see that. And there's no meaning, because I'm in a station. Anyway, so Mantis Cabinet is brought to you by The Cobalt, which is a venue. For those who don't know, it is found on Main Street, and they are starting a new night, a new evening of musical entertainment titled Cinco Cinco, which starts today. And it's every Wednesday, and today is April 4th, for those who are calendar disoriented. So every Wednesday, the Cobalt is putting on a night. As far as I know, the music is very varied. There's going to be anything from like super duper metal-y stuff to super duper-y ambient stuff, depending on the night you happen to tune in. Should be really good tonight at the Cobalt. Is Tight Jeans, Godfathers of Love, and Snail Party. Now, of all the bands listed, Snail Party seems to have the best name. I am just literally imagining a group of snails with party hats and beers, all partying. And I don't know about you, but like everything is in slow motion for them, and it's hilarious. I don't know how long it takes a snail to drink a beer, but I would imagine that it's quite a funny sight. I also don't know if they have arms to drink beers. Or, you know what? Maybe they just do body shots off each other. I really don't know. The point being is I've never been to a snail party, and that really wants to make me go to a party full of snails just to see. Also, on that topic, I have a joke about snails. What did the snail say when he was on the turtle's shell? Wait for it. Whee! Get it? Get it? Because he's like super excited that the turtle's going pretty fast. But the turtle's not going that fast, but he's a snail. Sorry. I think that's hilarious. For jokes and entertainment that will hopefully be of a higher caliber, check out the Cobalt. The Cobalt's really fun. I don't know. The Wizards, one of my favorite Vancouver bands who like broke up over a while ago. They played their last show at the Cobalt and they broke the stage, which is hilarious. Because I've never been to a show other than that where the stage genuinely broke and the entire bar was vibrating. Not to mention, I met the mother of a few of the band members, and she was just. No. In different mothers, different band members. It's not like one mother for all of the band members. But anyway, at least one mother was there, and she was having a good time, even though there was much drunken debauchery and much, much stage breaking. But anyway, that was a very good show. And moving on, I'm going to play another awesome track, because that's what I do. And this is... Oh, this track is good. So this next track is called Position and Hold, off the album Light Science by, the band Wires Under Tension. Sorry. Wires Under Tension is a sub-project, like side project, of a band called A New Silent Corporation, which I will be playing later. But this is mainly like electronic-y violin stuff. Super duper awesome. This is great. I hope everyone enjoys it. This is Position and Hold.
44, contact 9, got a flight here.
And okay, so we listened to two tracks there. The first, like I said, Position and Hold by Wires Under Tension, which reminds me of a bridge. And then specifically a bridge that's about to collapse, which is kind of an interesting, because then you're imagining all the people like about to go, oh my God, we're falling off a bridge. Ah! And it's really funny if you find people falling off a bridge funny. The next band we listened to is a track called The Days of Snow, which is completely irrelevant now because it's actually sunny, but super awesome track off the album Who We Were, which makes you think about yourself and who you used to be. I used to be a child. I used to be a boy. I still am a boy. And I used to wear pants. I still do wear pants. But those are the kind of things I think. That's by a band called Circadian Eyes. They're really freaking good. Actually, everything I'm playing is super duper good today, because that's today's theme. Badass, awesome music. Okay, moving on. I don't really have anything else to say. Yeah, no, I literally have nothing else to say other than I want to play more badass music and chat less. As opposed to every other show where I want to talk about stupid things more. Today I just want to play badass music. This is a track, this next track off an album called Everything Is Exactly As It Seems. It just really makes you think about, like, post-rock bands, how their album titles and band names are just so deep, but it makes you think. Anyway, this is by a band called A New Silent Corporation. Again, makes you think about things, or not. The track name is called Hiver. Doesn't make you think about shit. But anyway, this is Hiver, super-duper good band. This is the main project that started the side project that we had listened to two songs ago, Position and Hold. This is their main band, and it's super-duper awesome. We'll be right back.
what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So I really like that promo because it tells me I'm awesome, and I like to think I'm awesome. So for those who think they're awesome, you should listen to The Awesome Show. But our next track, I must say, I'm not terribly familiar with because some random dude walked in, and he's now my guest on the show.
Hello.
And what is your name, good sir?
Hello, my name is James.
Awesome. And what track do you have for us today?
Well, I decided that everyone was probably going to get probably a bit post-rocked out, so change it up a bit. And it's just a nice Best Coast B-side. It's called The Sun Was High, so I hope you're enjoying the weather. Because the sun was high, and so was I.
All right, that's a great song title. And here we go. And that was just the track Zookeeper off the album Amateur Dramatics by a band called Minotaur Shock. Lots of things to be said about that, like being a zookeeper. That used to be one of my favorite professions because I was like, I want to learn how to feed tigers and things. I also, everyone take 30 seconds and think of your favorite part of the zoo. My favorite part of the zoo was the naked mole rats. They're just hilarious and all really ugly and nocturnal. And that was always my favorite part. Or the otters. What was your favorite part of the zoo?
Leaving the zoo. Not a fan. Don't like animals. Bit weird. Keeping them all in little cages and just walking around and watching them. Just do that outside the sub.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I really like the zoo. I really like the zoo. Megan, do you have a favorite part of the zoo?
It's like the zebras.
The zebras. Now,
does it make the sound? Whoop, 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 whoop.
Now, are they white with black stripes or black with white stripes?
That's the mystery, and that's why I like them so much.
That is the question.
Zebras are like a Zen cone.
That is true. They are continually nature's enigma.
Yes.
We will never know. Much like jellyfish. Why are they there? Why are jellyfish floating around? But anyway, this has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in a chair. I always wave when I say that, but no one can see me.
He definitely waved. It was adorable.
Yeah, like I genuinely wave every time I say that, but no one of you can ever see it. I had two guests today. I had a foreigner. His name was Jamie, or James, depending on however you want to do it. And the host of the next show, Megan, for the Arts Report, is coming on.
You guys should stick around and learn about some stuff that's going on in Vancouver in the next couple of weeks. Some fun stuff.
That is the city we live in, right?
As far as I know.
So this is quite relevant.
Yes, it's relevant to you, the listener at home who lives in Vancouver.
So for anyone here who is from Vancouver or has somewhat acquainted with Vancouver, you may find this information relevant. For those who live on clouds and or other continents, perhaps less so. But for those people who, you know, live in Vancouver, do you live on Vancouver or in Vancouver?
I think you live in Vancouver and live on Vancouver. That's a state of mind.
Oh.
Blew your mind. Also, you get to learn a lot about how arts are made and lots of interesting critical things about art that you will use in your day-to-day life at cocktail parties and such. I'm sure you all go to cocktail parties. You'll sound so smart.
I always sound smart. I'm like, that's like my thing.
Oh, look, we're out of time. Oh.
Oh, unfortunate. Okay. So this has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. I'm Alex. Up next, as you would probably know, is The Arts Report, hosted by Megan. This is my last track of the day. It's fucking awesome, as was the rest of my tracks. This is by a Toronto band who is well broken up by now, but still really freaking good. The Hylozoists. This is... all their songs are in French. Brass d'Orleaks. I can't pronounce it, but it's badass. Anyway, enjoy, and I will probably come back at you next week with an equally awesome playlist and equally useless banter.